This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
You may remember the other day, the judge in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell had a decision to make. The defense raised the issue of the status of the word victim as far as who would be allowed in court every day of the trial against Lori Vallow Daybell. The defense saying that the definition of victim did not fit Kay Woodcock, Larry Woodcock, who are the grandparents of JJ and Tylee, the deceased children, or Colby Ryan, or Summer Shiflett. Very interesting. The state has argued that they're all qualified victims for purposes of accepting them from the exclusionary rule. The defense, however, disagreed, arguing that the state was mistaken in assigning the status of victim to these individuals. The judge in this case said, okay, I'm going to make a ruling on this, but it's going to be coming at a later date. That ruling has come out. This is the ruling as far as who is allowed in court every day. You got your pass and you're a victim, and that's why we are letting you in. It's very confusing. It's very bizarre how they consider who is a victim, who is not, who is family, who is not, when you look at this case from a reality standpoint, not just what is on the books in Idaho. Larry and Kay Woodcock initially raising JJ at a very young age and then allowing Lori to adopt them as their son. Here's what the court has decided in terms of who's a victim. For purposes of applying an exception to the exclusionary rule in IRE 615, the court cannot find that Kay Woodcock initially qualifies as a victim. However, because a homicide victim cannot assert rights for themselves, the Idaho legislature codified Idaho Code 19-53063 to extend the rights of victims to the immediate families of homicide victims. In Idaho, Kay Woodcock does not meet the legal definition of immediate family member of any of the victims, but Charles Vallow does. As a parent of Joshua Jackson Vallow, Charles Vallow is an immediate family member who is afforded the same rights conferred upon crime victims. The record reflects that Charles Vallow is deceased. Kay Woodcock is the biological sister to Charles Vallow. Accordingly, the court has authority to designate a representative from the immediate family to exercise these rights on behalf of a deceased, incapacitated, or minor victim. When a member of the immediate family is unable to fulfill that role, in the interest of justice, the court finds it wholly appropriate to designate Kay Woodcock, the representative for victim Joshua Jackson Vallow, in Charles Vallow's stead. As such, she qualifies to be accepted from the exclusionary rule for testifying witnesses under IRE 615 and may observe trial testimony prior to any testimony she may offer. The court next considers Summer Shiflett. She does not meet the legal definition of an immediate family member of any of the victims, but the record clarifies Shiflett is the biological sister of victim Tylee Ryan's parent, where Tylee's mother is defendant Vallow Daybell. And where her father is deceased, neither of Tylee Ryan's parents are able to fulfill the role of the immediate member on behalf of Tylee Ryan at this trial. Thus, the court determines that Summer Shiflett is appropriately designated as a representative of the immediate family of Tylee Ryan in accordance with the code. Summer Shiflett therefore qualifies to be accepted from the exclusionary rule for testifying witnesses under IRE 615. Further, Colby Ryan meets the definition of immediate family member because he is the brother of Tylee Ryan and Joshua Jackson Vallow. Accordingly, he qualifies to be accepted from the exclusionary rule for testifying witnesses under IRE 615. And here's the part that a lot of people have issue with, where it may be correct in terms of the laws of the state, but in terms of human decency and being morally reprehensible to say that this next person does not meet the definition is, it's sickening. I mean, it really is. Larry Woodcock does not meet the legal definition of immediate family member in relation to any of the victims listed by the state. The state has included Larry Woodcock on the list of witnesses expected to testify. As such, he is subject to the exclusionary rule of IRA 615. That means that Larry Woodcock is precluded from observing trial testimony prior to the testimony he offers at trial. He may, however, observe all proceedings where testimony is not being offered, and upon the completion of his testimony, he would be permitted to observe the remainder of the trial. The state has the means to order its testifying witnesses however it sees fit. Should the state wish to call Larry Woodcock early in its case in chief, that is entirely the prerogative of the state. It continues on and says, in sum, the court is disappointed that the statutory form required under Idaho Code Section 1953062 has not been provided to the clerk of the court in order to clearly identify and protect the rights of crime victims, their immediate families, and illuminate a need to designate representatives from the immediate family of victims in this case, which may have prevented much of the confusion surrounding this issue. The court still requests that the state confirm who is asserting their status of victim to comply with IC-19-35062 and to keep the record clear on this issue. Nevertheless, the court, in its discretion, will appoint Kay Woodcock as the representative for Joshua Jackson Vallow. It will appoint Summer Shiflett as the representative for Tylee Ryan. Colby Ryan meets the Idaho's definition of immediate family to both Joshua Jackson Vallow and Tylee Ryan. So in summary, through the legalese, the court is allowing Kay Woodcock, Summer Shiflett, and Colby Ryan into court prior to their own possible testimony. However, Larry is not allowed into court until his testimony, in which after he then may observe. It's confusing. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Morally, is it by the law and the rules? It does appear to be so. However, when it comes to the legal system, what appears to be morally correct and right does not always translate into reality and how things play out.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
Keep it here. There is a lot more to come in this case, and we are keeping you updated as the information comes in. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.